Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Firesong, Skyship Adventure, Book 3, written by Vashti Hardy and read by Ryan Ireland. Chapter 1. Ebermire. Many days' walk from the city of Lontown, out where the busy streets, bustling markets, and dome of the esteemed Geographical Society were a distant glimmer of light, up beyond the thick oak forests embedded in the nape of the frost-topped mountains, there was an incongruous cluster of grey buildings. The structures were unlike the majestic curves and towers of the great Vornitanian city in the distance below, and different from the cosy cottages of Biffleswick or Chesterford. They were composed of stern angles, thick opaque glass, and wide cementer walls, a material the architect had hoped would take off in the wide. It was practical, cheap to make, and represented the strength of Lontown well, and it would turn a healthy profit. The underground rooms and most of the upper layer were empty at that moment, but in several of the East Wing labs, a handful of scientists busied themselves with samples and specimens, working from sunrise to twilight, into dusk, and on into the night. Ebermire didn't want to work there. Far too many questions went unanswered, and the ethics were problematic. But the pay was good, and she had a family to look after. And who was she to stand in the way of progress? Besides, the HAC did make some good points about the threat of misplaced intelligence. Ebba pulled her pen from her hairbun and walked along the row of sapient creatures in their steel cages, ticking her observation chart as she went. The way they watched unnerved her sometimes. There was certainly heightened intelligence there, but sapients couldn't talk. So how could you ever really know what was going on behind their eyes? Ebba's shoulders lifted in a silent chuckle. As if an animal would be able to talk like a human. Of course, those Brightstorm children had said they'd heard wolves talk in their minds. But how convenient that only they had been able to hear them. Attention-seeking nobodies, trying to be like the Heritage Explorer families. Ebba sometimes thought that if she hadn't been a scientist, she would have been an explorer. But it had never really been an option. The Myers were from the west of Vornitania, and not from an esteemed family. It wasn't how things were done. The lab door swung open as a frenetic-looking man hurried into the room.
"He's on his way," said Thomas Northwood, who was working the shift in the lab with her that evening.
The stark lights of the lab shone on the sweat of his balding head. Ebba glanced at the clock above the cages.
"Aren't you supposed to be on your break? And who's on their way?"
"The boss, of course. He's inspecting Lab 1 already. He flew in from Lontown. Not a word of warning."
Ebba beckoned him over.
"Quick, help me get the sapients their meds. You know he hates it when they stare."
They hurried along the enclosures, hastily putting the bowls of specially prepared food through the shutters. A small terrier, whom Ebba liked to call Frank, stared at her with big brown eyes. Frank, she knew, was different from the others here. He was normal.